Thank you.
Good seeing you. You have vacation next week, aren't you?
The first or the second through the sixth.
Okay, coming up.
2 cents will be in town from out of state.
That's good. Good for you.
If you don't mind mail stopping by, I'll give you those documents for the contract.
The next on our fun-filled day is Holiday Hills change order.
I sent the original down to you.
I have it right here. Okay.
Okay, well, this is the final, as far as I know of, change order on the Holiday Hills project, and basically what this is a unit price contract, so we pay based on a measured quantity, and the numbers in our contract are estimates. This has two items, basically, on it. One is there was 24 extra feet of 6-inch service pipe when we got it all actually installed and measured out. Instead, we had estimated 350 feet, and it came out to be 374 feet. So that is 1,077 of this deal. And then the big thing is the asphalt. Well, there's two things on the asphalt. When we bid it, we indexed it because of the price of oil was so volatile at the time. So we indexed it. So that's actually lowering the unit price by about $12 a ton. So there's a reduction there. And then there's an increase because we had estimated out in Holiday Hills, we figured out we're going to have 3 or 4 inches of asphalt. When we actually did it, we were 6 to 8 inches. And so we had to replace what was there. So we ended up with almost double the amount of asphalt replacement is what we expected. So the total between those two things of this change order is just under $8,000.
So this is the final one. The board, and this is the sewer board?
They've already approved it at their last meeting. So
I move that we accept the Holiday Hills change order for $7,967.28.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Did you get that amount, Jim?
Yep.
I've got the next item. I don't know if we have to wait until 2:45 or not.
We definitely need to. We can talk about it, probably. Can't we?
Are you going to take it upstairs and get the signatures or Donna or whatever? Okay.
That is a Kirby Bill agreement. You going to wait or not?
Discussion. We approved something,
yeah.
And then something got changed.
Right.
What got changed?
Well, there's a couple of places in the agreement where the project, like the original agreement that you guys signed or approved before, it might have said the project in one spot, and then it might have had the full name of the project, Kirbyville Sewer Improvement Project, in another spot. So the village's attorney had us change it to where it's consistent throughout the document.
It's not you, is it?
No, it's Tom Molly. But the big change is that they asked that paragraph number 21 be added, which says the district agrees not to make significant changes to the project during construction without getting approval for the change from the village first. For the purposes of this agreement, a significant change is defined as one which would increase the project cost or would require easement modifications, because they're responsible to the federal government for the grant that they wanted to know.
Totally reasonable.
Totally reasonable, as our attorney says.
So that's the difference.
Okay.
So we're just asking you guys to approve it with those changes, and then be done.
We'll kill till 2:45 and vote on it then.
Yep, that's what we need to do. Okay. You can take that around. We'll vote on it in 8 minutes.
Can we see? I think this ought to be carried around too.
You're gonna carry it around for signatures, Mel?
What's that?
You have to carry it around for signatures?
Yeah.
You've got an original for us?
Yeah. Well, I only have one copy on this change order, so I'm just gonna give the original to Donna, and then just because she always wants an original. This is on the Holiday Hills. On this, I have 5.
That's what I was talking about. What's the one you have 5 for?
Yeah, so I think it's okay for you guys. I'm just going to go over and grab some documents of Frank.
Sure.
And then I'll just be back in a few minutes.
Okay. FYI, Chuck, we have Mr. Barry's going to be here on Wednesday. It looks like 10:30 for animal control vote, so we can just vote on it at that point.
Okay.
Okay. So that's on the agenda. So.
what I thought we did.
Yeah.
Just for conversation.
Yep.
What I thought we did is approved to pay the health department whatever it was, 1/3 or 1/4 of what we budgeted.
Okay.
Including benefits. But Rick understood the agreement to say that whatever was left of the budget.
I think that's what my understanding was, whatever was left.
Whatever's left, but that would include.
But and benefits, for me, definition was anything that we're paying either in the animal control cost center or the GCR cost center, but anything related to the expenses of animal control. That was my understanding. So the remaining of the budget, so it didn't cost us any more money, and all benefits. So our share of the benefits is what I...
It may have been worded whatever's remaining in the animal control budget. But the animal control budget isn't just that line item. It's whatever we're expending on animal control activities, including benefits for those employees. But Rick says that's not the way it reads in his opinion, so... Therefore, it might need a clarification vote by you guys, so you just make a clarification that it included the benefits.
My only concern is if, well, either one of us could have got a better deal. I mean, if we hadn't spent as much as we budgeted, then the health department's getting a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had spent more than we budgeted, mm-hmm. then the health department wouldn't get as good a deal.
Correct.
And that's why I thought we were paying them a 1/3 of what the total budget was, including benefits. That's what I thought we had done. But as it is, we were
going to run it for the rest of the year. I think the intent of you gentlemen was that since they're going to run it for the rest of the year, they get all the money that we were going to use to run it for the end of the till the end of the year. Plus, they get all the resources that we would have had to run it, and they're going to run it next year as well on the amount that we stated. If that makes any sense.
Sure.
Because we were going to spend that amount anyway.
Well, we plan to, yeah. Chuck, after this, we will stop till 3:30 for this IDA meeting.
Right.
And then tomorrow I'm not around. I think we talked about your days tomorrow. Well, it's 3 on this, but it's 3:30 on the IDA thing. Now, they keep meeting minutes of themselves. Are you not planning to attend, are you? Oh, it's here anyway. Well, you walk too fast now, so that's the first problem right there.
While we're idling here, I've lost track. How are we doing on Snyder doing our rope? Has that been worked out yet?
As far as they're still trying to get back in.
MoDOT?
So they were going to have a meeting yesterday. I don't know what happened. It's now rescheduled for tomorrow. They have a meeting with MoDOT to try to get.
I have a proposal that's supposed to be presented to me on the hillside slope management, you know, the vegetation and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So Bob and I went down there after lunch, and boy, it's tore up.
Tore
I mean, they just tore it up. It looks like a construction site again.
I'm glad we didn't do anything to it, aren't you?
My goodness. Yes, I am too.
That would have been awful.
So they still haven't. They got to redig the hole. Once they get back in good graces, then we can start over again. It's exciting.
But I thought there were some difficulties with them wanting more than what the contract said. Was that worked out?
You're talking about on the force main?
Yeah, coming up the...
Yeah, they're trying to justify getting more money to put that force main in through there. I can't see it in the according to the contract. They ought to just put the unit right through the contract. So what they propose now is they're proposing a different alignment through there. That supposedly is going to be a little bit easier to dig. So we were going to run that past you guys. Do you want us to start with Frank on that, or have you start? Who do we need to get approval to make a change in the alignment of that force main up through there? Would that start with Frank?
Frank makes sense to me. Yeah,
because if it's but then we'll have to go to the city of Forsyth.
Need to talk to Forsyth too.
But Frank's.
Well, that it's all on your property.
Oh, it's all on our property.
Yeah.
But the city of Forsyth's going to want to know about alignment situations because of the street, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't affect the street. If the city engineers get involved, we can get them involved. I think just be on the line that would be owned by the sewer district and on your property.
There's certainly nothing It'll wrong connect. With communication, though.
Yeah, no, I mean,
okay, I'm going to change subject for the next 2 minutes here. Switching gears. Frank is the answer. You and I got an email from the legislative affairs from the Branson Lakes Area Chamber.
Yeah.
Mr. Paulson, since you're here, I can ask a legal opinion. When Chuck and I go to this legislative meeting, he will give an update on certain subjects of the county, then I give an update on certain subjects of the county. There's no debate, there's no discussion of county property or county business. However, we discuss topics but do not enter into debate. Evidently, there's an individual in the press world who says that we're violating the Sunshine Law because we are not taking meeting minutes of that meeting. So we now have been asked that only one of us come to this meeting because of Sunshine Law violations. Do you have an opinion of that?
I don't think it's a meeting. However, you're getting into a gray area, and you're better off not having litigation over the issue. But I don't believe that it's a meeting. If one of you were there at a time, or if when one of you was speaking, the other one wasn't even in the room, and other than that, you're just listening to updates from other people.
So if I went and not spoke,
or vice versa,
mm-hmm. that would be fine too.
Or Jim spoke and then got up and left, and vice versa.
Yeah. I mean,
that would be fine too.
You're not making any decisions.
We're not even discussing. We're just giving. He's giving up. When he talks about things, it's things that he remembers. I remember different things, and I mean, this is far from. I mean, if they were gonna gripe, they could gripe more about a carpooling to an event versus business discussed in this meeting. So it's really whatever we're gonna do.
Whatever you want to do. I mean, you could end up in litigation over anything. I don't believe that it meets the definition of a meeting. You're not there to discuss.
Isn't the wording discuss county business or something like
that? We're not even discussing with each other. We're just giving updates. That's what doesn't make sense. Well, okay. I move that we accept the modified Kirbyville intergovernmental agreement with the changes.
As approved by our commission.
As approved by our counselor.
Second. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. It's got all signatures.
Do I need to sign anything?
Yep.
Oh, I do?
Yep. Do we have a stamp for Danny?
Yep. Wow. Wow. I don't get to sign everything all the time.
Jillian will stamp it for you upstairs, Mel. Okay.
Should I ask her to call Danny first, or...
Yeah, I mean, she needs to call Danny first.
Well, doesn't matter, does it?
He's going to say yes. Yeah.
It's already passed, though.
Whether he signs it or not, it's done.
He's got to sign it one way or another.
Yeah.
Even if he didn't like it.
Even if he didn't like it, he's still going to.
I think he'd like it.
Yeah.
He was aware of it.
He may want to come down and sign it. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
And would you ask them to make you a few copies of that? Copies would be good.
Yeah. I'm just going to, it's okay if you guys just
going to. Hi, Tom.
And make copies for everybody else.
I apologize. Yeah.
Monday is
dead. On the home stretch, two left.
All right, so I'll stop by and tell Rick that we'll have a vote on Wednesday.
Wednesday at 10:30. Yep, it's posted.
Lovely.
There you go, sir. Thank you.
Dad's not well.
Yeah, so he took the afternoon. Let's recess. How about that?
Recess until
3:30.
Yep. Did I miss one?
You already signed
off. Yes.
Yeah, I got them all.
Posted for us.
I think I did anyway. I'm headed up.
And let's go ahead and broadcast it too, but we posted it as a public meeting.
Thank you.